B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz, how you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday across the Delaware Valley. It's a beautiful day across the Delaware Valley. It really is. Sun splashed, perfect temps, gorgeous day. And the Eagles are 3-0. This is a lot of fun. This is a great time. Birds being 3-0. I've already gotten, and to me, go crazy. Like, today we're going to talk about power rankings and, you know, where they rank among the league. Because the NFL Network came out with its, or NFL.com, one of them came out with its power rankings. And lo and behold, the Birds were number one. Yes, they were number one in the power rankings. Now, it doesn't mean anything because it's week three out of week 17 before you even get to the playoffs. But it's symbolic in that they are a really good team. Now, we could part parcel. I heard Johnny Decay talk a little earlier, you know, which teams are better. He had them number one as well. And, you know, again, it's a fun, that's part of the enjoyment. And that's why I said, like, go ahead, enjoy yourself. You know, who knows, all right? Talk about it. It's fun. It's a great conversation. Do I think that they're better than the Bills? I don't. No, I don't. But it doesn't matter because, A, if you do play the Bills, let's just say the Bills, right? Like, if you do play the Bills and it's as is, and say, and it rarely happens this way, but say, you know, it's a collision course and they play Buffalo. Well, all right, that's a Super Bowl. I mean, then who knows what happens? So it doesn't mean anything? No, but it's fun. It's a part of the journey, and that's what my whole messaging this season has been, to enjoy the journey of it. Enjoy it without getting, you know, I keep telling you about expectations. Now, of course, there's expectations, right? Like, there is certainly expectations for what they need to do, like, you know. Listen, the way they're looking, you know, there is a chance that you could get, you know, some home playoff games. Like, that's legit. You know, there is, I don't know, look, is there a chance that they could get, with the way this schedule looks, the top overall seed? Yeah, it's not crazy. And yeah, I can look and see the same thing, the same path as the 2017 Eagles. It's amazing because it's eerily similar, right? Kind of a conference where there's not a lot of teams. Not, you know, even this league, there's not a lot of great teams in this league. You know, listen, I thought the juggernauts were Buffalo, and they lost Micah Hyde for the season. They got a depleted secondary. Chiefs have some flaws. And, you know, again, they moved on from Tyreek Hill, as you know. And they got younger on defense, so there's going to be a little bit of ways for the Chiefs to get Spags' defense down. The Chargers, who have some injuries right now, to Herbert, like, he's banged up with that fracture, the cartilage fracture. So you got, you know, these are three juggernaut teams, right? Like, three stud teams that are having some issues.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Could the Eagles make a run and win 13 games? You know, or 14, like I said one day when I was drunk with green Kool-Aid? Yeah, it's possible. It's also, you know, sobering is that it's also a long season and that it's always about attrition. I just think if you look at the parallels to 2017, they are squarely there, but they're better. They're in a better place than they were in 2017. They're in a better place because they're a better team. I think a markedly better team. They're younger. Their offensive line is younger and deeper. They have young players on defense. They have two great receivers, both young. I mean, this team, wow. That's what truly excites me. More than that they're number one in the power rankings on the NFL Network today, is that, yeah, it's following the path of 2017, but they're better off. They're better than they were in 2017, and that means longevity. What I really want out of this thing, what I'm looking for, and I think what every fan should look for, is a window that's gaping wide open, right? A window where you're a competitor for the next, you know, 7 years, a true Super Bowl contender. And that's what they're arcing. That's what it feels like.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.